Welcome to Food for Thought Podcast, the place to explore, celebrate, and manifest a life motivated and defined by unconditional compassion and optimal wellness. Today's episode is vegan travel, specifically some upcoming vegan trips. Before we begin, my name is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. You can find me at joyfulvegan.com. You can find my books wherever books are sold, and you can join me in my online cooking classes, all at joyfulvegan.com. This podcast is possible because of the support of listeners like you. So thank you for subscribing, for listening, and for supporting Food for Thought. You can join other supporters by becoming a patron over at patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau. I do not need to tell you that the coronavirus pandemic turned all of our plans topsy-turvy. I know it did for you as well. We had several trips planned for 2020 that we had to cancel, including my 50th birthday celebration. We were supposed to be hiking in the Dolomites in Italy. Even just for my gathering with friends, we were supposed to gather at Jack London State Park here in California, and that was canceled. So I'm just wondering if I can reset and just not count last year as having turned 50 and just do it this year all over again, like do over, like now I'm turning 50. I don't think that's how it works, but I'm just hoping. So that was a bummer. We had to cancel our vegan trip to France. That was one of our CPG, stands for Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau, vegan trips to France, one of our group trips. And then our group trip to Botswana, we moved from 2020 to 2021. So luckily in that case, all of the vendors we work with, the restaurants, the tour guides, the camps, the hotels, etc., they let us transfer everything over to this year, to 2021, without penalizing us. But France, we had to cancel completely. So here we are. We've got our fingers crossed, and we have much optimism that we will be able to travel in 2021 come September. Now, of course, there is no guarantee, but we have to plan. We have to make plans. Many industry experts and trend analysts, from airlines to the big booking sites, they do believe that international travel will restart in 2021, most likely in the spring. So the progress from several countries and companies in the making of a vaccine, which is unprecedented to have vaccines this quickly, it's all very promising. There are recent reports, as you probably have heard by now, that Pfizer and Moderna have success rate in the realm of 90 to 95%. So it's very promising, but it is worth noting that, of course, it's going to take several months for widespread availability, but it is all positive news. The International Air Transportation Association recently announced that they're in development, a development phase for kind of like a COVID passport that could be the future of travel regulations and protocols. It would be similar to the yellow fever vaccine booklet that many travelers already have. We have that. We've had to take that with us when we travel internationally. So it might be something similar to that. Now, you can read more about traveling during COVID at cpgtrips.com, and you can find out all about the precautions that my partners at World Vegan Travel are taking. So if you just go to cpgtrips.com, you can find that. But all that's to say is that we're very hopeful that by September, we will be able to travel safely. So we're planning on it now, because if COVID taught us anything, it is to not put off to tomorrow what we can do today. And so we are planning for it, and we feel good about it. I wouldn't do anything or propose anything that I thought was unsafe. We take all of this very seriously, and we honor the work, the very hard work that healthcare professionals are in the middle of during this pandemic. So for 2021, not only do we have our vegan trip to the incredible Dordogne region of France. A lot of people are unfamiliar with this region. I'll tell you more about it. It's spelled Dordogne. It's a difficult to pronounce name if you're not a native French speaker. Dordogne is how you would say it. And then we also added a trip to Tuscany, and we have two spots left in our Botswana trip. So I said that the Botswana trip was carried over to 2021. So that one's a go 100%. But we do have two spots remaining. So in the case of France and Italy, those trips are only a go if you sign up and if we reach our minimum. We need to let our hotels and vendors know by April. So if you are interested in these trips, you need to secure your spot today. And yes, you can find all the information you need at cpgtrips.com. You can find out what happens if the trip is canceled, or both trips are canceled, or any trip is canceled because of COVID concerns. And you can just find photos and more information, the detailed itinerary and everything. So if you want to experience a trip of a lifetime with me, with my adorable husband, with my incredible friends, Bridie and Seb, who run the trips, and with a group of fabulous like-minded people, we do have space in our Dordogne, we have space in the Tuscany, and we have two spots left for Botswana. Now, I don't know how long this is going to be the case as I'm recording this. It's early January, and I will take this down after we fill up, but I really encourage you to check it out. You deserve this. We all deserve this. We deserve to go away. So this Dordogne region of France, it is a magical, magical valley. Winding rivers, cobblestone streets, hilltop castles everywhere you look, wineries galore, prehistoric caves. We're going to an elephant sanctuary. We have our own private villa. It is really kind of the quintessential just romantic, kind of fairy tale like region in France. And so I'm so excited about that. I have to be honest, I'm most excited about the prehistoric caves. We're going to be going to two prehistoric caves in the Lascaux region. If you don't know anything about this, we're talking about 17,000 year old paintings of animals in these prehistoric caves. Of course, it is a given, it goes without saying, that all of our meals 100% vegan, 100% plant-based, obviously. But what's really exciting and what we really take very seriously on our trips is supporting the local culture. And so many of the dishes that we're going to be enjoying in this region are going to be not only favorite French dishes, but veganized, but also dishes made up of the regional cuisine. So excited to share that with you. We're going to be making our own wine at a local winery. We're going to be visiting Europe's first elephant sanctuary. We're going to be exploring many chateaux. We're going to canoe down picturesque rivers. We're going to tour a prehistoric museum. We're going to have guided tours of medieval towns and villages. We're going to enjoy a boat ride on the Dordogne River. We're going to visit a French market, obviously French market, because we'll be in France. And you're going to enjoy a cooking demo by yours truly. I will be making some dishes and doing a cooking demo based on what we get at the market. Of course, there's going to be an amenities bag that we always give our travelers, and lots of surprises. We love surprising our travelers. And then, yeah, like, you're going to be traveling with joyful vegans. That is what's so special. And if you have never heard of this region, you are going to be a superstar, seriously, for finding this spot and telling all of your friends, who will be jealous, because we're talking about quintessential romantic area. It's just amazing how unfamiliar this region is to people outside of Europe, but trust me, you will be so thrilled. So go look at some of the photos at cpgtrips.com. Or just do some Google searches to see some photos. But you can get all your questions answered and see the full itinerary at cpgtrips.com to get a sense of the beauty, to secure your spot. We're talking 8 days in September, September 4th to September 11th, 2021. So we'll see you in France. Oui? Okay. Now, we need to know by April. Remember that. So go there now. As I mentioned, the 10-day trip to Botswana and Cape Town, South Africa, that's definitely a go. That's December 13th to the 22nd, but we do have two spots left. So do not hesitate. These will fill up, no doubt, 100%. This is truly a trip of a lifetime. You will see elephants and hippos and giraffes and lions and zebras and gazelles and birds, and the list goes on and on, all in their natural habitat. One of the things that has been a real tragedy because of COVID, aside from just the human deaths, is there has been a real decline in the support of animals, wildlife in these regions, because they rely on the income they get from travelers like us to support the safaris and the camps, etc. And so it's been harder to control poaching i.e. illegal killing of these animals because there are fewer tourists. So truly, and I have some podcast episodes on literally ecotourism and literally how your dollars support these animals and save their lives, it is truly, that is what you're doing aside from just really experiencing this incredible incredible time. So we will have several driving safaris in the world famous Chobe National Park, which is home to one of Africa's greatest concentration of animals. You will get close to these animals. I mean, not close. I mean, like safely close. Hippos and crocodiles. We're going to be on some water-based excursions in the UNESCO World Heritage Okavango Delta, where I have spent time, and it is absolutely incredible. We will go on a walking safari as well, which not all camps do, and we were very mindful of choosing a camp that has a walking safari. Again, it's all very safe. We will be taking over. We will be taking over two luxurious out-of-this-world camps and getting there by bush planes, so little planes, just going from one camp to the next. It's just super exciting. And you will sample South African wine right from the source in Greyton. This is right outside of Cape Town. This trip starts in Cape Town, which is, so Greyton, which is an adorable area, adorable town, is one of the Western Cape's most charming towns. And that's where kind of the wine country is in South Africa. You will visit rescue pigs and goats and more animals at an amazing South African farm sanctuary. We've been there too, and I can vouch for it. And there are lots of surprises along the way, as always. So go to cpgtrips.com and secure your spot. And then finally, because we know that when we all feel comfortable doing so, we will all want to travel. So what we decided to do was add a Tuscany trip, a trip to the region, Tuscan region of Italy. And this is also 8 days, just like our France trip. And this is from October 2nd to the 9th. So this trip only runs, just like the Dordogne trip, once we have our targeted minimum number of participants. And so it is not a go. So don't just sit there and go, well, I'll just decide in October. You can't do that. Well, October would be too late, but you can't decide last minute. The deadline for this trip's go status is also April. So you need to let us know as soon as possible, which means just securing your spot at cpgtrips.com. Fall is a really beautiful time of year in this region. So what is this trip all about? So first of all, we're going to be taking over a 100% vegan Tuscan agrivilla, a villa, and making it our home for 8 days and seven nights. It's nestled among the rolling hills in a historic town. It's surrounded by pines and vineyards and olive groves and permaculture gardens. There's an environmental emphasis on zero waste and no plastic and sustainable sources of energy. As always, the meals are 100% plant-based, including all of your Italian favorites. In this case, we've got pasta and tiramisu and lasagna, you name it. You will enjoy Italian wine from the source with a visit to a local winery. We will be visiting a Tuscan animal sanctuary, and we're going to have guided tours of, oh my God, one of my favorite places in the world is Assisi. We will be going to these incredible historic medieval towns, Assisi, Siena, San Gimignano, and more. We will be going to gorgeous small hill towns of Volterra, Pienza, and more. We will be taking road trips around these gorgeous areas. I'm going to be doing a cooking demo here as well. We're going to have a make your own pizza party. And again, we will spoil you along the way. So this trip starts and ends in Florence. So get the over to cpgtrips.com. Read everything you need to feel comfortable and excited to sign up and reserve your spot today. What more can I say? Just head over there, go look at the photos, get your questions answered. Like you, I cannot wait to see people again. I can't wait to see our friends. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see strangers. Like I just want to see strangers. I want to talk to strangers. I want to talk to people I've never met before. I want to see things I've never seen before. And we at cpgtrips.com, well, we at CPG Trips are doing everything to make that possible. CPG Trips and World Vegan Travel. So head over to cpgtrips.com today. And remember, don't do nothing. Because you can't do everything, do something, anything for the animals. This is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. Thanks for listening.